This is Sasha.
And this is Eli. And you're listening to WGXC Acre.
The Catskill Food Pantry is located in the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Episcopal Church at 50 William Street in Catskill. The pantry is open to the public every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. Healthy food is a right. For more information, please feel welcome to visit the pantry, call us at 551-299-2456, check the website at catskillfoodpantry.org, or connect with us on Facebook at Catskill Food Pantry.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Janice of Coxsackie, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Ocho, seis, uno,
cero. Tune in the Radio Art Hour, Saturdays at 3 p.m. on WGXC. A show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio.
Said Elon Musk is definitely not a Nazi because Nazis knew how to make great cars.
How's everybody doing tonight? You are listening to the Singularity Radio program. And if you can't tell our opinions, that's right there. At least mine is out. I'll take all of that. So, Elon, you come for me, okay, bud? And when you do, you come at me like a man.
Wow.
So to speak.
with your creamy white belly.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. All right, not to implicate anybody. Brian, how you doing?
Honestly, I don't usually like to speak in this language, and I have avoided it for well over a decade, but I'm a little scared.
Okay, Mac, how you doing?
Well,
yeah, for real.
That sounds good.
We have a rare treat. Molly's here with us tonight. How are you?
Scared and angry.
Okay, we're going to work on all of this. Ben, how you doing?
Better since I'm here.
Okay, that sounds good. Cody, my man, how are you?
I just keep on trucking.
All right, look. We're going to start with Elon's creamy white belly, and we're going to end with Luigi's cum gutters of justice. Okay?
Oh, my Lord.
What?
What? I'm not repeating myself. You better be listening.
Well, like Mario's Luigi.
Technically, that's okay.
Everybody is just. Everybody
so, like,
just
I'm
got
fast,
into a
I want to know where that
mood.
Goes. I want to. I'm waiting.
If you're wondering why it's so charged in the id of. The language of the id, the human id. I think it's because.
We're horny for change.
Exactly. And some ladies are. Horny for Drew Luigi.
All ladies are horny for Luigi.
And many men.
Oh, totally. Yeah. All the men, yeah.
I was about to say, I don't know his eyes pointing at me.
Okay.
I
well,
some
I saw them.
Well, some of us are definitely Luigi fangirls. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I am unabashedly.
100%.
Yeah.
I'm there with you.
It's has nothing to do with certain, like,
With the light glistening off of his skin, that wonderful smile, that chiseled face, like, you know.
Nobody's this excited about the attempted Trump shooter. Either one.
You know what? Well, you're right.
Listen.
Nobody's that excited.
Those guys were chuds. Nobody cares about them.
And you know what? As soon as I heard the news of what happened then, I thought immediately, inside job. Which I know is crazy for me to think that, but...
Nothing is crazy to think anymore. Do you see what's happening in the world?
Because you know what? My second thought after that happened was, gosh darn it, this is going to be the next president.
Yeah, me too. Same speed.
I was hoping no. It was still a strong no.
All right, folks.
Still
well,
no.
if you want a glimmer of hope, 60 days. Within 60 days, there is a chance Democrats can take control of the House.
How is that?
There's one special election up that I don't know where it is because it's not my business. But there is another one that is up for grabs, at least Stefanik's seat. And that's up to Hochul whether she's allowing a special election. And it's all a bunch of dumb rednecks up there that voted for her in the first place. And we got to convince them to do better for themselves.
Yeah.
This is a place where I drive to frequently, and there is a bridge that says, I love sheep, plastered all over it, and it's been there for a long time, so apparently this is a prideful statement for the community.
Maybe it's true.
Okay, just saying, that's the kind of place we're dealing with.
Maybe they love their sheep. Sheep are cute.
I hope that's what you mean. Like, you know, like... I'm not going to go down the street that I'm thinking right now. Just I hope you're sweet and innocent.
The Luigi Street?
Rabbit hole.
I'm not going to go down that bunghole, okay? Let's put it that
way. Wow.
And a bunghole is the hole you place into a barrel, you filthy-minded fool. That's why a bung is also the tap that you put in it.
Yeah.
We're here to learn. We're here to learn.
You know, that's a more fun word than spout. Or tap.
Yeah, bung.
Yeah.
That sort of thing that you can tongue.
if you're dirty and you drink right from the barrel.
And you like to rhyme, yeah. Welcome to the Thingularity Radio Show, folks.
Oh, my God.
Be civilized.
Wow.
No. There is no civilization anymore. It's deteriorating all around us. The only thing we can do now is just party until the roof collapses. Sorry, I mean, we'll pull out of it, and sure.
We could also find ways to support local community, to help our neighbors, to really kind of take this time to invest our time, our resources into grassroots movements, and use that anger and that helplessness toward trying to help people feel safe, feel validated, and actually be safe and be validated.
So what you're saying is we don't get ahead by crushing the innocent and slaughtering our enemies and lying and being horrible and doing horrible things to other people?
I'm saying, like, if we were just nice to each other, you know?
Yeah, but how do you gain power by being nice?
Huh. By inculcating the goodwill of those around you.
You see, good. Because if you can answer that question... then hope has a chance.
I've heard a couple of phrases here which I'm unfamiliar with. One was nice, and the other was goodwill. What does
Get
that
out
mean?
Of New York. We don't want that stuff
I grew
stuff
up here in America,
here.
And my vocabulary may be a little limited. But
well, so goodwill, I'll answer that very quickly. Good is, you know, for example, if profits are doing well, that's good.
And profits.
Will is we will bend the working class to the will of the shareholders. So if you really think about it... Does that make sense?
Oh, and that's why they say goodwill towards all. I get it. That's what the billionaires want for us.
That's why we're not allowed to talk about religion or
No.
Or political views.
You can talk about religion, but it has to be the right one.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. Do you worship the glowing neon green sponge that flies above us all?
Yes.
If you do not, you are going to be dragged away to a gulag.
Is the neon green sponge just a big old dollar bill that glows and absorbs your time and energy and life force? No,
it is if you're a capitalist.
Oh.
It is Orange Jesus.
No, no, no. They hang out together. They're not one in the same.
They just hang out.
It's like a duality, not a trinity. Unless you want to throw a third one up there, Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I was going to say Jesus, but the one that looks like Armie Hammer. Arnie Hammer and not the...
Arnie Hammer?
Yeah. Is that... Am I not talking...
Who's Arnie Hammer?
This Is Us guy? Just us. Think generic Hollywood chiseled jaw white guy.
Okay.
Oh, the man tracker guy.
Hunky white guy?
That Jesus. Oh, yeah. Hunky as long white. As it's that one.
But he's chiseled and strong. He's like buff.
Hunky white Jesus.
With the Jesus on the cross abs.
Yeah. It is. Dude. He's roped that Jesus.
Jesus on the CrossFit.
Oh, man.
Oh!
On the CrossFit. Wow.
You're welcome for that one, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Stab you right in the kidneys.
Hallelujah.
Can I bring up a topic?
No!
I raised my actual hand. Can you hear me well? I don't know.
Yeah, you're going to be loud.
I am loud. So one of the things that I think is really inspiring about this time is the videos I've seen from, and these are like people that I know that are directly doing these things or know from one step away that are confronting ICE, people who claim that they are ICE officers or, you know, enforcement. And
shady people stepping out of unmarked cars.
They may be actual ICE and they may not be. I mean, but they use their technology and their knowledge of rights to video capture and push back against ICE agents who are not speaking, not using actual law, and then are pushing back against our hopefully lack of knowledge of the law. And so people are just holding the space and saying, what's your name? What's your badge number? Who's your supervisor? I want to see your ID.
Where is the warrant that authorizes your actions, which you have to have for any ICE action? Yep. Where is your warrant?
Everyone has a right to remain silent. I am not turning off this video camera, officer. This is my right. This is my First Amendment protected right.
Just like it's my right to start shouting La Migra when I see your stupid faces.
And then the people, the ICE officers, will then
arrest you.
Get annoyed until they get in their car and drive away because they have no other jurisdiction if they're not doing the legal...
Arrest you. They can't arrest you if they don't have what they need.
People are being arrested simply for speaking Spanish, which is why people like us need to be in numbers around them.
Thank you, yes.
If you're white, use it. Okay? Like, show up. Hi. Do you hear my nice transatlantic voice? Well, I'm going to record you and let everyone know what a scumbag you're doing. Where's your warrant?
Yeah. So can we talk about those rights? What are the ones that we haven't mentioned yet?
So that warrant? Was actually something that, sorry.
Warrant needs to be signed by an actual judge, not some garbage thing out of your office.
Yeah, it can't be just a signature. It has to be judges.
How can you tell if it's signed by an actual judge just looking at it?
So that was actually going to be, if we didn't have a topic for Defense Against the Dark Arts, that was going to be a topic idea to kind of talk about knowing your rights if ICE shows up at your door. I saw this really awesome infographic that I made tons of copies of. I've been sending to people. But essentially, if they come at the door, you can say, I do not consent to a search. You can ask for a warrant for them to slide it under the door. Do not open the door. You don't have to. But one thing, though, is that you shouldn't lie about your name, your age, your immigration status, because that can be used against you.
So saying nothing is better than saying nothing.
Yeah. I just want to break in. We have a digital section for Defense Against the Dark Arts, so we can just lead into this topic now and just lean into it if you want.
Oh, yeah.
And... all the things that she just said also apply to a regular police officer. You do not have to open your door ever. If they have a warrant, they can just knock your door in.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Like, you don't
have to
open
that door. They will knock the door in if they have a warrant.
And if, like, the cop is talking to you through the door, pretend you can't understand. What? I can't hear you. There's a door between us.
That's...
Show them your hands. Never, like, act shady, but
that's how presidents handle reporters.
What?
Yeah. You answered the question that they didn't ask. Yeah.
Yeah. 20 times.
Misunderstand the question.
And then call it a weave when the dementia kicks in.
That's how Kit Boga acts when he's trying to waste scammers' time, is they pretend to be an old lady trying to, you know, pretending like he's hearing the number, just wasting time. That's all.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah.
So what other rights are we talking about here? We're asserting ourselves, do we go get a red card?
What's a red card?
Red card is it's a PDF available online in many different languages, and it basically tells you exactly what to say to an ICE officer. Oh. You just read what's on it to them, and you hand it to them and go, here, this is me, these are my rights.
Have these been read by lawyers?
Yes.
Okay.
They've been written by lawyers.
Okay, perfect.
And so somebody who is not necessarily sure how they can engage in political action, how can they take that PDF and make it something usable?
You print it out, make as many copies as you can, and you find people to put those cards into the hands of, especially if they don't speak English. Or they're a photo negative of you.
What?
If you're white.
I'm talking to all the white people out there. Yep. I mean, I'm talking to everybody, but, you know, I'm only going to give orders to the white people. I can't give orders. I can't give any sort of thing
strange,
like that.
Joe.
Joe Jones.
Also, listen, it's not like I'm giving my heart out to anybody.
Okay.
A tactic I've also heard of is if you do ask for a warrant, sometimes they will, quote unquote, accidentally slip something else that isn't quite a warrant.
Mm-hmm. Read it.
Read it, take pictures, start recording videos, but also, very important, a warrant signed by a judge should also have the judge's name printed, where you can do a quick Google search if you have access to internet. Or you can just confirm that they are, in fact, a judge. And again, take those pictures because that can help you in a case later on if it comes to that.
Would it also have the seal of the court that signed it? That authorized it? Or no? Not necessarily.
There's likely to be a stamp or something from that. So if you see that stamp, that lends to its authenticity. Mm-hmm. But you still want to Google that name. And you want to take your time. You want to do everything you can to stretch out the interaction while your friends are flushing all the drugs down the toilet.
Oh my gosh.
You might have more than one consideration in this event.
Also, I suggest that you look up whether your area has a local sanctuary group, because if they have a hotline for people who are monitoring ICE information that they can broadcast that to the community, they might have a group of people who will come and do defense and show up with you to take pictures, stand their ground with you, and if anybody feels so inclined to stare anybody down, they can sign up for one of those lists and they can get text alerts to show up where, when, and they need verified information that's not creating more chaos in the community. You know, you don't want to be sending out information that's incorrect or that's rumor, because then it creates more damage to the community by making everybody afraid to leave their house. So we want accurate information going
out. They're eating the cats.
Yeah, that's
oh my god.
That is a strong strategy. Spread as much chaos in people's minds than fear. That's why. You have to look at
name dropping.
Really look at your own fear.
Sons of Liberty,
really?
Also known as Fam of Liberty. Right? Find them on Discord. They protest the right way.
If you want to, you know, we're just making suggestions here.
Just making suggestions.
Maybe.
I have another question.
Just an idea.
It is a tech question.
We need a disclaimer.
That was our. That was the disclaimer.
No, we need like a full show
consider
disclaimer.
Consider yourselves disclaimed.
Yeah. Right.
My other question is, how can we recognize, like, I'm curious about when I'm endlessly scrolling on Instagram, whatever it is, or the news, or whatever, talking to my family, friends, etc., and how do I fact check, especially considering AI and deepfakes?
What exactly are you?
It depends on the are subject. Yeah.
What? How to
deep fakes.
You're asking how to spot
deep fakes.
Deep fake video or image, yeah.
Or both.
I'm getting a lot of videos right now, and like if I, you know, as
you look at the hands, research, you look at the eyes. Videos you got to be a human detective.
Right? Like videos are very easy to spot because they're not varied. But I'm figuring within 24 months it's going to get harder and harder to spot because it won't look like dimensional.
You won't see three legs sticking out their back. Yeah,
not just that, but even the color tone of those videos and the roundness of faces. Right.
Now that being said, some deepfakes
clear indicator
are weird glow hard for me to even see the artifacts or the fakeness to it.
No, because sometimes there's not artifacts anymore.
Yeah,
like some of these models are generating video that is
made out of apparent. Video.
Wow. However, it has certain qualities like inconsistency of proportion from frame to frame.
Yeah.
As these two mentioned,
yeah.
Weird color changes, like they may look glowing or they'll look too soft.
Skin smoothing, like a doll-like sometimes.
Yeah. You'll see things like that, but it's going to get harder and harder to tell.
It's already
now,
getting hard,
what's the purpose of differentiating? Because at this point, just assume everything is fake. Unless you're watching a documentary, in which case that's what we're going to need laws for. People being honest and saying, this is an AI-free zone.
Mm. Well, I guess what I'm bringing up is...
How many of your students are really trying to mess with you?
What I'm wondering is, even before digital technology, photography was highly manipulatable, right? We were able to change
Photoshop.
Context just even without Photoshop, even
just
with
framing
camera
and
tricks, framing,
oh
et cetera,
yeah, like false perspective and stuff.
False
okay,
perspective and you know what you're focusing on, what you're leaving out. You were able to manipulate people to think a certain thing. So now that we're here in this world where we've really bought in post Photoshop, where we all understand that Photoshop is manipulating us, but now we have this new layer that we're watching news that's happening in real time, developing very quickly, and manipulating us all faster than we can possibly research and keep up with verifying actual news sources, developing critical analysis and research and thinking skills of like, okay, first of all, what are the things you need to make sure that this story isn't 4 years old? You need to make sure, you know, check your sources and see if it's a verifiable source that you respect. If it's not a verifiable
we don't do any of that. We just go out and we vote with our feelings.
I don't know. I mean, like, let's just say, like, if
the
you
damage
go to,
is
like
done.
A traditional media source, they verify a lot of what they're trying to do. So, like, if you go to the New York Times or NPR, right, they're verifying it.
And if they make a mistake, they issue a retraction. Yeah.
I mean, I think that
they don't Tim Pool it up and go.
They don't Tim Pool it up.
Russia paid for it.
But like the
Russia
other thing too is like there's like the overt one where you're making fake videos of, you know, these people doing weird stuff, versus just the subtle manipulation of, let's say, like certain algorithms, let's say on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or all of these other ones where it's just a subtle shaping of your opinion.
Or how about,
that's
hey, Dad, remember when you were drunk and you said you'd get me that PlayStation? Well, I got the video of it.
Yeah, but if you're not drunk.
Wow.
Well, correct and good, and that's a reason to keep your wits about you. But if you happen to have a failing of character, someone may take advantage of it.
But as far as like things like that go, verifying, say, the subject of a video. Is it something that would have other points of data you can refer to external to that video? Is it just a video from TikTok that your cousin posted, you know, last week, and now it's finally getting its way around to you? I mean,
I don't know.
I
just assume
probably not going to have more data points.
It's a lie anyway.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good starting point.
I would also say too, like, you have to kind of think of it critically. So sometimes, if I'm not really sure, I'll watch a video two times. The first time for just consumption. And then the second time to really be, you know, to really be critical and, like, look for those clues. But also to kind of consider, what does this person have to gain by sharing this information?
Yeah.
Money.
Who benefits?
Right.
Who benefits is a big question you should ask.
Follow the money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Follow money, who benefits from me?
Or in this era, follow the social status bump, the influence.
Influence, yeah.
ProPublica, who benefits from influence? For their name. And that's how you find out, because ProPublica has been blowing everybody up.
Mm.
They really have. Very good job.
I'm not aware of
ProPublica?
Of
they are a journalist. They are a group of journalists, and they're the ones that exposed, like, Clarence Thomas and where all his money and stuff came from. They're like, hey, you know this guy?
They blew that story up.
He hasn't disclosed because they're actual journalists.
You know what the sad part is that he's still in power, right? Like, that's always, like, what's baffling to me is that, let's say, like, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, this would be the end of them. Like, there's certain stories where, like, they would just come out, and the behavior is so salacious that you would be like, well, this guy's done. He just resigned. And they're just not resigning.
So then
they drag it out. And I think that this is, like, a standard tactic of, like, a lot of people, because, like, you look at Brazil, that guy did it. Korea, that guy's doing it.
Mm-hmm. And they're getting him.
So, but... You know, it's just one of those things. Like, everyone's like, oh, Donald Trump will go away. He didn't.
No, but everybody adopted the non-standard and non-accountability.
This is true. This is true, which is crazy.
I mean, we were on that track, but he literally just exploded it.
Yeah, I would agree.
What about metadata? Can you, like, look at metadata in deepfakes? Or, like,
metadata isn't, like, the core data that a deep fake would be around. It's just the who, what, when, and where that the computer's going to know about you. Your circumstantial stuff. Where are you? What kind of terminal are you using? What OS are you using?
Which is falsifiable.
That metadata would be overwritten.
An age.
And that's going to lead us into the defense against the dark arts.
Okay. Metadata scrambling?
Yeah. If you don't want people to know what your metadata is, use things like the Tor network or a VPN. And, man, what can an ISP see if you have a good VPN up and running?
Just that you're talking to that endpoint.
And that's it, right?
That's it. You could surmise that you're using a VPN, right? Because you're looking at the ports, right? So you can look at the traffic patterns. And that's pretty much it. But in general, most people aren't.
So if you...
You can tell that you're talking to some data center.
You're talking to a data center. Usually there's an errand record of, like, well, who does this belong to?
Yeah.
And they know it's a VPN.
A VPN. I mean, that's how websites know, right? They're exit points. Okay, just block that exit point. Goodbye.
Reddit.
Yeah.
No, for real. Reddit blocks pretty much...
Well,
any VPN you can.
When I access if I access a NASA server from the wrong endpoint, like say Romania, it might not be happy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
no, it's not weird.
The DPRK, right? Where they're gonna be like, no.
No, but Reddit is bots scraping their site. That's why they're blocking all the VPNs.
Okay.
All the bots would come from VPSs, which are hosted on data centers. Okay. So.
By the way, VPN stands for Virtual Private Network, and it's basically the equivalent of taking a cable and directly connecting your computer to another one.
Anywhere in the world.
It's tunneling through all the networks instead. Yeah. It establishes an encrypted connection from your end to the VPN. So your ISP knows that you're connected to a VPN, but that's it. If you're using your connection to download torrents, access Netflix, access a government server, your ISP will be unaware of any of this.
Actually, I would prefer that because then I'm no longer complicit.
Then you don't have to.
Yeah,
right. I'm just send out the notification and have the soccer conversation. Like, no, I just don't have to do it.
Which is one of the reasons why VPNs are perfectly legal. You're allowed to use a VPN. Not every end service is required to let you use the VPN. Some places like Netflix will geofence. Depending on the country that you're in, will affect the content that you're provided by the service. So if you can tunnel into that service from a VPN that's in another country, you can pretend to have the same service from that country.
Yeah, even on the most surface level, if you wanted to watch BBC shows, you have to be in England, so...
your VPN can make you look like you're in London and you're looking at BBC shows on their website or their servers.
That being said, some VPNs are well known and they will know if you're using it and they will try to block you. But the VPNs themselves can counter this by allowing new IPs into their pool. And my VPN just started recently allowing me to get my own private IP that's changeable and fresh and clean, according to them.
Now, are they using IPv6, which would be a smarter idea, Bob?
I think it's just four, IP4.
No way. Then they're just, they're probably doing CGNet. Right.
Well, I mean, if you're doing CGNet, right?
I do not know.
You do sharing.
Anything? Yeah. I haven't tried it. I haven't paid for that. Anything I say would be speculation.
I would assume that they're probably doing six.
Some VPN services suck, and they don't actually tunnel your DNS requests. And you are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra,
Catskill and Hudson.
Ears.
Yeah, and there's some argument about like encrypting the DNS, but you're assuming that the guy that you're doing the DNS queries from is above board.
Can you explain that in a different way?
So, like, let's say Cloudflare, right?
Yeah.
They do encrypted DNS over HTTPS.
Yep.
Blah, 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 blah. In essence, right, they're just cutting out Google, right? Another DNS service. Yep. They're also cutting out the ISP, right? But they're collecting it.
Of course.
So they made it more valuable. It came from me. So, like, you have to wonder, like, okay, so why does Cloudflare do encrypted DNS? You're just cutting out other middlemen or other people who see the query and then making your query more valuable.
Huh. Interesting.
So it's like this catch-22. Ideally, you should run your own DNS server.
What?
You should run your own DNS server.
Easy for you to say, Mr. I'm part of an ISP.
Well, that's true. All right, fine.
How hard is it to run a DNS server? You got to like literally spider the whole internet? Is that
no? You could either query right. So if you're doing like Bind, right, which is an open source product, or Kia. Kia is a nice one. Actually, I'd recommend Kia. It's open source.
Is that K-E-A? Kia?
Yeah, K-E-A. Yeah, K-E-A.
Okay.
Thank you. But yeah, so that's a really good one. And you can self-host that on a Linux box. You don't really need a super powerful machine.
Okay.
It'll pull enough of the queries in, you know. So if you did like Google, Netflix, and, you know, let's say some of the hub sites, you could build a decent enough pool, right? Because it's just
what you're doing is you're as you make requests, your little server will start caching those requests.
It will cache.
Yeah,
all your
I mean,
stuff.
Like, well,
and it holds them all.
In theory, your router does that as well, right? Mm-hmm. It caches DNS, and you say flush DNS.
The ISP does this too, right?
Although, you know, it depends on whether your router decides to obey the time to live for whatever that DNS query was.
Running a VPN, and you didn't have this, you're not running your own DNS, would the DNS requests be outside of that tunnel, or?
Not necessarily. If your VPN is good, it'll route all the DNS through.
All your requests, including your DNS requests.
Yeah.
So there's a couple different options. Like, even in the corporate sort of spec, you know, you can set up either that, like, okay, let's say 80 and 443, right, like, you would not run those sometimes through the VPN tunnel because you're like, I don't really care about this dude's Netflix. I really only just want this one specialty piece of software to run through the VPN. So then you can kind of hamstring it there. So like all that stuff would fall out. You can get it so it forwards all the traffic through the VPN and then it sort of works that way.
But you could separate. So only your Swedish penis and larger website is going through the VPN to DNS.
This is true.
I just a quick question for this segment. Is this like the Defense Against the Dark Arts? Is this for like people that may not be technical?
We did it again.
The show is for everyone.
I had questions,
which is why I was allowing Ben to bounce all wherever he wanted to go. But
I'm sorry.
I don't even know if we should do our starting out advanced. And some of us are going to know what those mean.
I was making jokes.
But the thing is, the people that know what Ben was already talking about already know what a VPN VPN is.
Correct. Yeah, but that's why I wanted
they
to
might
discuss...
not know their VPN is not, you know,
is not encrypting
should,
their DNA.
They should know if their DNS requests are encrypted, and the DNS is what translates names like Google.com
into
or
the numbers.
Netflix.com into the numbers IP addresses that the internet works on.
Yeah.
And so your machine has to request a name, then the machine translates that to a number, and then your connection is made.
You might want that to go to your VPN if
I'd say you definitely want that to go
Swedish penisandlodger.com.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
Yeah, but it's like I'm still going with
it's not my bag, baby.
Trusting the endpoint with your data anyway.
Yes.
Yeah.
The endpoint has the data.
They have the data. Whether it's me as the ISP, right? I can see your to and fro.
Which is why it's important that you have to trust the VPN. So there are vetting services. If you go to torrentfreak.com, they do a yearly testing of different VPNs, and they come out with a top 10 list.
Yeah.
I happen to know that private internet access, I believe, comes in at one of the highest, because I don't know if they even keep logs that they can submit in court. They have been
outside of the U.S.
No, they're U.S. based.
No. I'm just saying, like, sometimes that's an advantageous thing, yeah, right?
If it's outside because... the U.S., then they don't have not subject to the same laws.
If you're looking for something outside of the U.S., you might go with Molvad. I think they're in Sweden?
What about NordVPN?
Sweden. I don't know where they're based out of.
I don't know either. I hear good things, but that's why you got to go and do a little research. Like I said, torrentfreak.com does a good breakdown of them and their services if you want to try to decide which is for you. And a VPN can be installed on anything. If you have a Mac, Windows, Linux machine, you can install a VPN.
Android.
If you have a Raspberry Pi, you could do a little loopy thing.
Yeah.
That's right.
Raspberry Pi or a router. You can get an open source router. Guess what came out recently?
Hmm.
The OpenWRT, OpenWRT1.
What's that?
It's their own custom hardware.
Oh.
They have custom. You don't have to put it on your old garbage.
A lot of routers that aren't even open source can take the programming for your VPN and protect your entire household and not just an individual device.
We'll tell you a lot of routers use that standard.
Oh, yeah. Obviously.
Like, it's pretty
just
much
with,
like all
just with some extra bits added on to make it look.
It's an extra step, but once it's done, the router does all the work for you and you can change your computers or phones inside the house as you will, and it won't mean anything. The entire place will be protected, but all of your devices will essentially be acting like they're coming out of one device IP address, so it could make things a little weird. There are some restrictions. VPNs can slow down your connection.
Well, yeah, you're bouncing it across the world and back again.
Yes. The fastest.
If you don't have
like a third of your speed right off the top,
and if your VPN doesn't have what's called a kill switch, it could potentially expose you to whatever services you are using. The kill switch is a component that kicks in the second your VPN goes down. If for any reason your VPN crashes, it loses its connection, some computers will automatically revert you to whatever
local.
In whatever internet connection is available. And then if you are in the middle of a session, you expose all of your data to the service. If your VPN has a kill switch, that doesn't happen because it cuts your internet completely. Nothing gets to talk to anything until the VPN is restored or you tell it, okay, let's...
And I'm assuming that kill switch is running on a piece of software on your computer.
It's a component of the VPN. You should research that your VPN comes with this.
But what is there any problems at your own computer level where if the VPN goes out, it could revert to...
That's exactly what I'm talking about, which is why you need to have this in place on your computer.
A kill switch on your computer.
And it's built into the VPN.
To force VPN only.
The VPNs do this themselves. We don't want the user relying on this. That's why you want to make sure that the VPN will do this for you.
Routes to dev null.
Yeah,
yeah.
Whatever, just to make sure that it like
throw away all packets.
As long as it's not all of a sudden a new query going to Google from your real IP address, and all of a sudden Google then knows who you are and where you are.
No, I get it.
Not like they didn't know who you are already because you were using your VPN with the same browser you use when your VPN is off, which is something else you shouldn't do. If you're going to use the same browser, make sure it's in incognito mode so it's not recording tracking cookies.
Cookies,
maybe which will defeat.
DuckDuckGo or, I mean, even Google, I think, tracks.
DuckDuckGo is good because it has the one, yeah.
They will do server-side tracking of you. So they will make, like, a thumbprint of your browser and your computer.
Yeah.
And even if you don't have a cookie, they'll still go, oh, This upgrades them. They know who, we know who you are because of our database.
Is this where we get to AI analysis, where it already it knows you anyways just by what you're clicking on?
Oh, y'all don't even know. I'm that's
just inference of who you are.
Actually, it's interesting.
Inference.
Well,
isn't that why Google got in trouble?
I mean, a lot of sites are doing that because, like, you can notice that, like, even. You know, you go to certain sites, they'll suggest certain things, like when I'm at home. But if I'm wandering around in a different IP address, right, it suggests a different idea.
Hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, we also have...
So they sort of, like, figured out, all right, from this place, this is what you do. Somewhere else, it's just, it gives you the jerk.
Yeah, we don't particularly know who you are from this point.
Yeah.
This is just one more level of scrambling. And every level you can do is good.
Speaking of scrambling search engines, you can go to search space, which is S-E-A-R-X dot space. So S-P-A-C-E.
Oh, so search.
S-E-A-R-X.
Search.
Right. Well, I don't know if you've ever seen Xmas, you know, written out, but that's because it used to be the Greek letter chi, C-H. So search space, I think.
Or Cyrillic.
Or in Cyrillic. That's right.
Stop confusing people.
Like, anyway. Has nothing to do with it.
No, no. There's only English letters here.
No.
What that
we
is.
We have freedom letters here.
Gulf of America.
Oh, God.
I won't
right, sorry.
Hieroglyphs.
This was actually back to something.
So what that search engine, so what that is.
It's the Bass Pro Shop.
He's gonna like start turning red. We gotta stop.
I'm all right, guys. I'll wait.
I'll wait for your shenanigans.
That was real.
Is it still Defense Against the Dark Arts, right?
Yes.
Yes.
We're good.
Wow.
Anywho, those are search. It's an index of search engine multiplexers. So it'll be. It's a long list of servers, also with Tor hidden services that you can use. To send queries to multiple different search engines.
Oh.
And it will, it's basically a search engine proxy. And
it's like Scroogle.
It's like Scroogle. And there's, you know, you could ask, you could query Bing, DuckDuckGo, Mojik, Presearch, Google, whatever you want.
Now we're doing Scroogle. I like
that. Yeah, man.
I will use that.
So SEARX.SPACE. Go to it and be amazed at that are available to you.
Information scrambling.
Yeah.
And that kind of...
And it gives you multiple search engines. You might even get better results because Google's starting to really suck even
Yeah,
more.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Google sucks. You can use any number of them. Like, I mean, it supports all...
You're supposed to use Gemini now.
Like, Google is just marginally better than Alta Vista.
Was in the 90s.
Was in the
90s. I remember Dogpile. Is that still a thing?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I thought that was Lycos, my friend.
Lycos? Oh, man. Lycos still exists, doesn't it?
I
think it does.
Ask.com exists, but it, like, shows weird stuff.
At this point, I like weird stuff. I don't like the, like, 3 pages of results I get from a very specific Google search. You know, if I make something, a very specific search on Google for something, it's just, like... 1, 2, 3, nothing.
Okay,
thanks.
Number one.
What are you Googling to, like, kill the internet?
Dogpile is still in existence.
What?
And number two, Google's changed their entire algorithm around to not be efficient.
I know.
They don't want you to get your answer. They want you to spend time on their page watching ads.
I will search for some weird arcane thing about Linux and running some weird bit of software on Linux. And it will not know.
Not like it used to.
Oh, wait. I was
remember when you used to give you the answer?
I can't. We're still on the radio. You know that you're in trouble when you're reading the email string of the guy developing it, and then he's asking, this is a dude asking questions.
Yep.
You know you've, like, hit it. You're
yep. Oh, no. I've made it to the mailing lists.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're in the mailing list. That part, either, like, it'll click, or you're just like, no, this is not happening. And then you just move on with your life.
This is a dead end.
Pretty much.
This is going to suck my soul out of me. I'm done here.
Yeah. There isn't, like, a nice blog post about somebody setting this up. No. You're stuck in the mailing list. You're like, no.
If anybody listening wants to hear the after show for Thingularity, go head to WGXE.org, click on the listen button, the tab that pops up will have a bunch of options available. We're towards the bottom. The main stream will kick over to the next show at about 8 o'clock, and if you want to keep listening to us, FCC free, head to WGXE.org, pick up the stream, and just continue as normal.
Oh, yeah,
but so speaking of internet, a lot of shit is it's disappearing.
Disappearing?
Oh, disappearing.
Yeah. Right. First the Constitution comes off of the White House website. Oh. Now all references to anything a woman's done, anything a black person's done, they're all disappearing.
It's not just documents, dude.
They're
like
erasing history.
CDC data.
Yep.
H1N1 is spreading. It's getting worse.
ArcGIS
That's why egg prices are going to be going higher than you would.
ArcGIS?
Yeah.
GIS info.
GIS info. Basically mapping.
That makes me wish I had downloaded it.
Mapping info has disappeared.
That was actually one of the best things that the federal government.
But some is coming back. Like the what I heard from somebody whose his job is doing this, he found out that the Esri, which is a company that runs the thing. Mm-hmm. Put it back online for a little while, and they're like, "Oh, it's back on." And they started accessing the information for demographic stuff, and then 2 days later, it disappeared again. So it's up, it's down, it's up, it's down. But on the upside, there are a few people, and if you're in that business of accessing GIS information, there are organizations, individuals who have literally cloned and downloaded a huge amount of all the data. Like, I'm talking terabytes of data.
Oh, yeah.
But you got to know who that guy is.
Right.
That's where we're at. We're like, you're going into a back alley to get the information that you need until they return it.
Which is insane, right?
Which is insane.
I've used it numerous times. I mean, it's been invaluable, doing an analysis of, like, okay, well, how many houses can I serve in this particular area?
Yeah,
I mean, the federal government or the state databases are invaluable. Literally invaluable. Right.
I assume they're coming back, but they've been so unstable in the last 3 weeks.
Interesting. Is that people on the federal or state?
I have no idea. I know that the company Esri, which is contracts to do it all, is like trying to get things back online. But people whose jobs depend on it or whose PhDs that have to be finished depend on it.
Yeah, I know.
Are scrambling. But it's also creating other opportunities on how to navigate this new landscape. Mm-hmm. So people are getting a little bit smart about it. But on the other hand, it's like, what is going on when somebody might not like it, disappears for a week or a month?
This is the shock and awe phase.
Yes, that's exactly what he was
saying.
This
is on purpose.
Shock and awe.
I'm good at processing data, and they're reaching my limits.
Yeah.
I'm getting things wrong, and I'm having to go back and correct myself. That's not normal.
For?
Just small things like just talking about the interaction between Trump and Colombia. First, it looks like Colombia backed down, and they're allowing the
plane. Oh, that – how about –
and that's not really the truth. The truth is that Colombia started ramping up their tariffs, and then Trump backed down.
Yeah, he backed down.
And now we're back to the standard configuration that it was before, just like
– how about
– just like Mexico.
No idea.
We're in the same situation as we were under Biden, and it looks good for Trump because he's all about the optics.
It's all about
it's
optics.
It's a shell game. None of this matters. A large amount of catch and release is still in play. A lot of the immigrants that are being rounded up are being turned right back into the communities they came from. It's a game. They're trying to like make it look like Elon's attack on U.S. aid is like not a big deal. Him messing with our treasury is just him and the kids doing their work. No, this is all illegal. This is all wrong. They're trying to distract you and make it look like that's not that big a deal because you're in this giant maelstrom of this just Republican nonsense.
Well, but to be fair, they may have downloaded your tax information, which Donald Trump threw an absolute fit about that somebody took his tax returns. More than likely, they have your tax returns on their servers, and they're looking at them.
Yes, that's why I started taking money out of the account that I get my tax return refund from already.
So it didn't clear back out the other direction?
Yeah, if they want to clear out the rest of it, it's not that big of a deal.
And in theory, a third party now has my Social Security again. I mean, they couldn't be even courteous enough to pay the guy who stole it and posted it on the dark web from Experian. And just getting it from the
program. I was just going to say, go ahead,
again, from the first three times it got stolen.
Yeah, the first three times. At this point, I mean, it's ridiculous. I don't even know why I get upset anymore.
by other state-sponsored operators who did it with NSA tools. Good job, everyone. What about the data that, like, for things that are, like, public safety?
You said NOAA.
NOAA and FAA systems. Like the things that require that are important for airplanes
first of all,
to not crash into
each other? No, because NOAA likes to tell you about the climate. So screw that, buddy. Okay, we're not talking about
defund them.
Yes. No.
However, I've noticed your postings have not stopped on the NOAA channel. Mm. So you're still able to get their data.
They haven't crashed their servers yet.
Yeah, right.
As a matter of fact, some
Elon crew
even coming down a little bit faster. I think.
Mm. Oh,
but yay. I'm not sure why. Just a little bit. Just
great
a little
for
bit.
Small miracles, huh?
Yeah, and at least, I'm just glad the satellites are still working. And right.
It's probably one of the NOAA guys went down to Micro Center, got a faster computer, and put it in. You know those guys operate.
He had a little budget left over. I swear to God.
I was in front of the NOAA facility that tracks hurricanes in all the Pacific.
Well,
it looked like a crack house.
On
Eva Beach in Oahu, I'm like, what the hell is this? This place is beat up. This rusty fence is about to knock over. I look at it like, oh, this is the NOAA hurricane tracking facility for the Pacific. Looked like a crack house.
You just need a downlink and you can make that out of a freaking umbrella. And NASA got a company-wide memo to tell every office to drop what it's doing and start scrubbing every version or every mention of DEI or ethnicity from their servers.
That's important.
That became their top priority.
They're literally doing a global search of all documents, random documents with the unpopular words.
DEI.
Which have nothing to do with DEI are being scrubbed.
Like there was a specific list.
What's snowflakes? That's all. Such snowflakes.
They are. Oh.
Sorry.
This is what a fascist does. They are in fear.
I know.
They are. Like, number one, if a Democrat ever takes power in this country again, they will have the ability to destroy them. Yep. Just like they're doing now.
Why is that?
Because of all the powers that were given to the office by the Supreme Court. And all the precedents being put in place by the executive orders coming down from Donald Trump. Yes, they can all be undone, but not in one day and maybe not even in one term.
Yeah, there's a lot of chaos.
And whoever comes in after him is going to be mad, and they will be a communist. And we will love it.
I don't know, man.
Either side is really big on digging holes and putting people in them.
I know, but we're also big on overcompensating, and right now we're watching late-stage capitalism screw over grandma.
That's happening.
Well,
like random hits.
I think eventually they'll hit the third rail, right? Deporting brown people and then saying that Gaza should be – well, that's, again, deporting brown people again.
Just somewhere else.
Yeah, just
somewhere else in the world.
That's what we're good at.
Gaza. Yeah.
It's what we can't make a TV worth a damn, but we can deport brown people and bomb them. Don't forget bombing them.
It's easier because when you're looking at this color of skin,
I can't wait till the after show. I need to get
cognitively
high.
To figure that out. You just need the little
six tone
Family Guy card.
Yep.
Are you a terrorist? Maybe. Yes. No.
Wow.
By the way, if any brown people are listening, I would like to offer my services as your token white guy. I will show up with an answer and a tie.
He will ride in your...
I will speak for you.
Shotgun.
I will do anything. I will yell at cops in your favor. Happily.
Yes.
I think that would be anybody, Joe. Right.
You're right. I'll yell at anyone for you. Someone pick it on your kid, I'll go yell at him too. I'll yell at the kid too. I don't care.
But with the cops... You have a certain, gleam in your eye.
Joy.
There's a joie de vivre in your body
when you're yelling at authority. That's overreaching.
Sir, you remember that time in sixth grade when you got all Fs and you realized this is the only thing left for you to do? Yeah, well, the person I'm with has more talent and potential than you ever would. So shut up and go away, you worthless piece of crap.
Nice. It's a good. That's a good sample. They'll be rolling in.
$9.95 an hour.
You can quit your day job.
I have literally been someone's token white guy before. That's the only reason the joke showed up. And it's disgusting because it works. It's a joke. It's funny because it's true. But it makes me want to puke at
I was once like a token Asian guy in the mid-90s. Well,
oh, so you could take my SATs?
It was it was me and my friend Phil, right? And Phil's big black. He's driving his 240Z.
By the way, that actually happened.
He's speeding down the road, and we are both extremely drunk.
Well, the after show's coming, folks. It's coming. WGHC.org.
California. And we're just like, wow, we're coming back from the club. And then they're like, oh, shoot. Oh, man, there's a cop pulling us over. Oh. So then he's talking and talking. And I'm like, we're just all being kind of cool. And so he lets us go. And I'm like, wow, Phil, if it was you and Jody, you guys would be in cuffs right now. And he goes, yeah, you're right. Thanks. And he goes, we're invincible. And then he puts his foot in it. And we're doing like 90 down the road. No one's going to stop us now. Oh, my God.
The invincibility of just being pulled.
Oh, Lord. Why? That happened. Anyway.
Remember, folks, WGXC.org. I want to unwind and really kind of unload into this microphone, and it's going to happen soon.
I have a I had a couple minutes. Well, as we're closing out, I had a question on why Mid-Hudson Fiber is getting cheaper. Ben,
what do you mean? Why is it getting cheaper?
Oh, they for no reason reduced the cost by about 33%. And another friend of ours, they increased their cost by about 20%, which
is so
prices.
So,
but it ended up at the same number.
No, I can tell you.
Competition.
That if you live in Livingston, you will pay less than you pay in Catskill.
Yeah.
Same service from Mid-Hudson. So they use different pricing based on location and competition.
Well, why would they bring something down for no reason?
Competition.
Is the competition
coming in, or the $15 internet forced on people? Or
Well, the $15 internet, right?
Does it apply to them because they're small?
It depends. Depends. If you have over 20,000 subscribers, yes, it is applicable to you. If you are under 20,000...
So it doesn't apply to them.
Depends.
But they're probably under 20,000. The county's only 47,000 people here.
This is true, but they also go into...
Columbia.
Columbia and Albany counties.
Interesting.
And this is total customers?
Total customers.
But why would they reduce something or right-size everybody's into one tier for no reason?
In general, there is a threat of competition coming into the area.
Right? There is. They don't want people to bail.
Mid-Hudson will charge you as much as they possibly ever can.
And the ones coming in are coming in low as all hell, aren't they?
Not too bad.
Like under 50.
They're a bit cheaper. Like what the offers I've seen for around here, they're a little bit cheaper.
Yeah.
Not too much.
We will do 8 gigs.
A little bit.
Eight?
Eight.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Getting fast.
Yeah.
Okay, run a data center here.
Yeah, actually, probably you could, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It would require a special deal, though.
Just a commercial account or something.
Commercial account, yeah.
If you wanted uptime guarantees.
Yes, it would be a commercial account. Well, they also that's different.
Yeah.
They're
Although,
also, like, weird about
if you want, like, what is it, three or four nines availability.
That's for a different person.
Yeah,
that's
very different.
It's a very different ball game. And usually it's multiple service providers that you achieve that with. Even if you were to broker it with one, right, and you did a single fiber, like, no. You don't believe somebody that's going to tell you five nines on a single fiber. Like, that's nonsense. So you would do it over multiple fibers, and that's how you get the five nines. You'd also probably have to do BGP and other things like that.
Well, yeah.
Like an adult. But, like...
Oh, my God. Like an adult.
Quick tip, do not use the VPNs built into browsers like Opera. They do not work right. They're not what we're talking about.
And they probably do not route your DNS requests to?
Probably not.
They do route SwedishPenisEnlarger.com.
Oh my gosh. And do not go there.
That's not mine.
Not my bag, baby.
Not my bag, baby.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to go get my contraband, come back. We should be flipped over on the hour. Remember, folks, WGXE.org. Sons of Liberty, fam of Liberty, take crap from no one. Anything you want to say, folks?